Need LASIK? Trust the experienced team at the LASIK Center at Evergreen Eye Center. No glasses, no contacts, no limits. What will you do? LASIK at evergreen.com.
Change. You'll miss the magic of these good old days.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
It's been a long time since we've gotten an email for a second date update like the one we got today.
Okay.
Really?
It's one of those dates that is just ridiculous.
Oh, gosh.
His name is Trevor. He's on the phone, and he wants to call a girl named Jessie. And, Trevor, I read your email. What is wrong with you?
What? What do you mean, what's wrong with me?
What are you doing?
What did he do? What did you do, Trevor?
Everything.
What's wrong?
Wait.
You did everything. What could you possibly do on a second date now that you've done what you've done, Trevor?
Oh.
What? I mean, that first date was perfect. That's what I do.
Oh, my gosh, Trevor.
Man, you got to hear what Trevor's date included. Go ahead, Trevor.
I'm excited.
I'll just give you the floor and let you tell everybody what you've gotten yourself into.
Okay. So I met this girl sort of randomly in the park, and I sort of walked up to her. She was reading a book that I recognized, and I introduced myself, and then I asked her if she wanted to go out. So I gave her this address to meet me, and we met in the countryside, and it was a hot air balloon.
Wait, what?
Whoa!
Okay, wait, did she know that that's what you were doing, or was she just randomly showing up at this address?
Well, she didn't know. Like, it was a surprise, you know?
Oh, yeah. What if she's scared of heights?
Yeah, and what she's driving out into, like, the country buyers just to an address to meet you? That's bold.
Yeah.
I mean, she knew it was safe. Nothing was going to happen.
Oh, my God. What was her reaction when she pulled up and saw a hot air balloon?
I mean, she sort of gasped and said, are we really doing this?
And wait, was it just a hot air balloon for just you two, or were you guys on a group thing like they do?
No, it was just us. It was just us.
Oh, you rented the whole thing.
Trevor.
Yeah, it was like a whole trip over the countryside, and you could see everything.
What? Are you like taking your date ideas from The Bachelor?
Let's see, that's what I'm saying.
Like,
it's already too much, but there's more.
What else did you do, Trevor?
When we landed, I had rented out this castle.
Excuse me,
Where were you guys? London?
I was picturing the south of France, personally.
There are castles in America. You just, you know, if you have the means to rent a castle, then you go to a castle.
You just got an air balloon to them. That's
yeah, I guess that's just how you have to do it.
What did you rent the castle out for?
So here's where it got really good, right? We go into the castle, and I had hired a chef. He cooked us this meal. It was a big, like, 5-course meal. It was really romantic, right? There were candles and everything. It was a, you know, a big, long table. And there was music.
There was a talking candlestick. Beauty and the Beast.
It was really nice. And there was a violin player.
What?
And, oh, my God. Dude. Like a wedding,
what do you do for a living, Trevor? Yes, my God.
Money.
Okay, so anyway, so we ate the meal.
No, Trevor, wait, I want to know what you have to tell us.
Yeah.
You're just pause like that. This date is ridiculous. What do you do for a living?
I mean, I don't want to talk about that right now. I want to talk about
Are you hiring? Right? Are you hiring? That's all I'm asking.
Right?
I don't know. Can you drive a hot air balloon? You know, I might think about hiring you then.
Dude, I'm down. It sounds like you probably pay me more than I get paid here, so I'm good.
Oh, man.
But slow down. You're, like, having this 12-course dinner inside a castle with a violin player and an orchestra.
Well, technically, there were two violin players. One was a cello player. But...
Okay. Well, details.
Oh, cool.
Was she freaked out by this, or was she into it?
No, she seemed really into it. I mean, like, what kind of girl wouldn't be into that? I was going to sweep her off her feet, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you could have done that with just the hot air balloon ride.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Let
one,
alone
Jubal.
The castle and the chef and the however many course meal and people playing stringed instruments.
Okay, but here's the thing. I don't meet a lot of girls who seem like they're amazing. They could be the right girl for me, you know what I mean? And so Jessie, she was that, right? So I got to sweep her off her feet. She was it, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Okay, so you liked her that much after just seeing her reading a book in the park.
When you know, you know.
Wow.
Okay, wait, hold
Damn,
on.
She could
Whoa.
Read.
Whoa. So, Trevor, what was the connection between you two? Because we've heard a lot of details about what you did on your date, but not a lot about, like, what it was like.
Well, I told you already, there was, like, the, you know, 5-course meal and the violin players and... That's what was going on.
No!
Trevor.
It's like chemistry.
Like, was there butterflies? Did you guys flirt?
Did you rent butterflies?
Yeah.
To have flown in.
Basically, yeah.
Well, I didn't think of that exactly. But, like, everything else, you know what I mean? There was, like, fancy silverware, you know what I mean?
Trevor!
You get it, bro.
No. Did you guys have any deeper connection?
Yeah, I mean, the conversation was great, but the views from the castle were great, too, and from the hot air balloon. She was loving it. I mean, we didn't talk about personal stuff all that much because there was so much going on around us, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, how are you gonna talk about personal stuff when you got a cellist in your ear?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, right?
And so if the date was so amazing, you did all this work, spent probably a lot of money, why do you think she's not calling you back?
I don't know. I mean, I invited her up to go up, you know, to the top of one of the turrets.
Mm-hmm.
Where you could see, it was in the middle of the day, so you could see everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she said no, and I thought maybe, you know what I mean, I wasn't going to make a move on her or anything. I just wanted her to see the view, but maybe she thought that was kind of creepy. I don't know.
Did you guys kiss?
No, we didn't kiss because, you know, I'm a gentleman.
Of course.
And I don't want to take things too fast.
Yeah, obviously
right.
not.
Yeah, no.
Yo, that wasn't too fast at all, Trevor.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think
we'll
need
take
to
it
have
nice
a...
and slow. We'll
yeah.
start with a hot air balloon ride to a private castle with a 5-course meal and a band plan.
Oh, Trevor.
So no kiss. And have you heard anything from her since your elaborate date?
No, I haven't heard a word. And, you know, I called her a few times. I haven't heard back at all.
It may have been too much, you know?
Like, too much? Like, what do you mean too much?
You know, like, too much, too soon. You do this huge display.
I think Jose's right. I think you may have read what women want a little wrong. Like, yes, women want that. That sounds magical. But what they want more than anything is to get to know a really nice person who makes them feel special just talking.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but, like, I think if you saw the castle, you might feel differently.
Well, Trevor, that may be what women want. I know what I want. And if it doesn't work out for you, you could take me on these kind of trips. It'd be cool.
Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah.
Sweet. Perfect. Okay, bro date. We'll take a bro hot air balloon ride. Anyway, we'll play a song, come back, and then call her and get your second date update, okay?
All right.
All right, man. Hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
I don't even feel like I should start the second part of today's second date update by being like, and we're back with the second part of the second date update. I think I should probably just say, welcome back to The Bachelor.
Right?
Because that's exactly what the date was like that Trevor, who's on the phone for a second date update, took Jesse on.
Yeah.
She was whisked away on a hot air balloon ride. They flew over a forest to a castle in mm-hmm. the hills that he had rented out. There was a chef that cooked them a 5-course meal.
This is insane.
He even had a violinist and a cellist.
Correct.
Celloist.
Cellist.
Somebody was having a celloism in there. And they had an amazing afternoon, and at the end of the night, she got in her car and drove off and has never talked to him again. So
no.
It was a romantic evening. He definitely put a lot of work into it.
He's not getting a rose.
And he did not get a rose. That's mm-mm. right. So, Trevor, are you ready to give Jesse a call and find out why, even with everything that you did on your first date, she's not calling you back?
Yeah, let's do it. I want to know why.
You know, I don't think you should be shocked if she says that she didn't get to know you at all, because it sounds like maybe you got lost in the date yourself, sir.
Well, I would think I definitely impressed her, you know what I mean?
And that's why we hope to get you a second date, so that she can get to know you when you're whisked away to beautiful Ibiza. On your own private jet. Except you'll pay for it. We don't have that budget.
Oh, my God.
We can't do that.
And by your third date, you guys are going to have to go to, like, Mars or something at the rate this is going.
Oh, I've got it all planned out.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Trevor, well, I'm going to call her right now and see if we can just get you one more date, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate that. This girl, she's the one, you know what I mean?
Okay. Whoa. Well, we'll find out if she is, in fact, the one in the next episode of The Bachelor.
Okay, you can't stop, can you?
I can't stop it.
No.
I got the Bachelor music and I can't put it down.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I'm going to call her right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jesse?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, Jesse, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
Okay.
Are you familiar at all?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
What station are you on?
That's not even important. What's important is that we
why
got...
Why are you calling me?
We got an email about you from one of our listeners, and that's why I'm calling.
Can you tell me why?
I sure can. Thank you for asking. It's a guy named Trevor. And you and Trevor went out on a date recently. Very low-key kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
Where you took a hot air balloon to a castle and had a private dinner. I don't know if you remember that because that's kind of a forgetful thing.
Well, maybe, you know, maybe you have to specify which one, right?
Yeah, which castle.
Yeah, which castle.
No, I remember Trevor. Yeah.
Okay, well, good. Trevor emailed us and is wondering why you're not calling him back.
I mean, I just didn't think it was a good idea for us to go out again.
What did you think of that date?
I mean, it was crazy. It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, for sure.
Yeah.
Good crazy? Was it good crazy?
It was okay. Yeah. It wouldn't have,
wow.
It wasn't a problem for me.
I wouldn't expect a review of a date that involved a hot air balloon ride to a castle and a private 5-course meal. Okay.
Well, it's kind of weird, you know? Like you said, it doesn't happen every time. So it's unusual.
Well, what did you think of Trevor?
Same as the date, unusual.
Okay.
Okay. So, date was unusual. He was unusual.
Hmm. Yeah.
Wait, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, but he stood out.
Right. He could be unique.
Yes, unique.
You don't even want to. Yeah.
He told you about the date.
He told us about it. Yeah, we talked to him about it, and he told us, you know, everything he did for you. He said that he had a great time, and he's really surprised why you don't want to see him again.
I mean, did he tell you about the suit of armor?
The what?
The suit of armor.
No, you left that detail out.
Yeah. While we were eating dinner, he asked me if I wanted to see something cool. So I said, yeah. And he left and came back in a full suit of armor.
What?
Flanking around.
Whoa! Dude, that's amazing.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm excited about that. Like, that. I'm super excited about that, but I have a feeling you weren't as excited as I am.
Why would he do that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he said it was one of his dreams, you know, to be a knight.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
What was your reaction?
Well, I thought it was kind of cool, but then he sat down. He tried to sit down back to his meal, but he just looked so uncomfortable.
He was actually sitting there. I thought maybe he was like, you want to see something cool? And then he got in the suit of armor, was like prancing around and then got out of it. He sat down at the table in a suit of armor.
Oh, my God. I just imagine you sitting next to this guy in a suit of armor. It's like squeaking every time he like tries to lift his fork to his mouth.
And the mask kept sliding down over his face, so he had to like push it up to get the food in his mouth.
Oh, man. Not a very noble knight that you had got to have dinner with that evening.
At least it was some entertainment for the date, you know?
Is that what did him in then? The knight? Dressing up like a knight?
I mean, I could get past that. It was funny. It was a silly thing. But we had a conversation about how amazing this date was and how he can afford to do all this stuff. And he told me that he recently inherited a bunch of money.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Okay, so he's rich.
Well, that's what I thought at first. But then he told me that his inheritance was $15,000.
What?
He sounds like a millionaire.
Wait, hold up. Did he just spend his whole inheritance on the first date with you?
That's what I'm worried about.
Oh!
So wait. So he's acting like he's balling out of control, but he got a $15,000 inheritance.
Yeah. Yeah. And he basically said that he just wanted to live it up for now and, like, you know, do all this crazy stuff he dreamed about and didn't really care about saving anything for the future.
Oh, grandma leaves you 15 grand. You're like, I've always wanted to be a knight. Time to make it happen.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell him that? I mean, when he's calling you.
I mean, it's none of my business what he does with his money, how he spends his inheritance, but I just don't want to be with someone who would spend it that way, really.
So you don't see a guy who's willing to spend his $15,000 inheritance just so he can dress up in a suit of armor as like a long-term commitment type person?
No.
Not a keeper.
Oh, okay, well, I'll let him know then. Actually, you know what? You can let him know because he's on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah. Sir Trevor, dost thou still occupy the phone line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, Trevor.
I mean, you know, I wanted to pull out all the stops, Jesse. You know what I mean? Like, I don't meet girls like you very often.
Oh. I mean, I really, I don't know what to say. I really appreciate that, but it seems like such a waste.
No, but it wasn't a waste, Jesse, because every single thing I did at the castle with the hot air balloon, it was all for you, my maiden.
I really appreciate that so much, but I just felt so bad that you spent all of that on me. It doesn't make any sense. We don't really know each other that well.
But I want to get to know you, you know what I mean? And it was, you deserved it, all of it.
Whoa. I don't know what to say.
Well, you can say we'll go on a second date.
Slow down, Tiger.
Say that, Jesse, if you want.
I know you like me, and it's really sweet, but I can't wrap my head around spending that kind of money on that date. It seems crazy to me.
Are you trying to, was it too much? Is that?
Oh my God, how are you just saying, yes. now getting that, Trevor? It's all too much.
But you loved it. I thought you loved it, and I have the money to pay for it, so it's fine.
I mean, you do right now, but like, you can't just spend your money like it's nothing. It just goes against my own values, and I feel like it says something about you.
That I'm romantic?
I don't.
Yes, I think that's what she was going with.
Nice. Maybe a little Trevor. Too romantic, yeah. Trevor, like out of your price range romantic, yeah. You know?
We just had a normal date, go out to dinner. I would definitely be on board for a second date. But that whole situation was just so crazy, and I don't know if I can, like, get over that.
What about a normal dinner, then? We can go out for a normal dinner for our second date, because, I mean, I can't really afford much else right now anyway.
So. You spent all the money. All right, well, thanks for setting that up, Trevor. Jesse, would you like to go out with Trevor one more time for another date? We will pay for it.
He just doesn't seem that responsible. Like, for the future, I want to be with someone who can handle whatever money they have responsibly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Trevor, I don't think that's you.
Okay, but listen, I have something to tell you. That inheritance that I got, right, that was only from one relative. And I have another relative who will probably be passing away within the next year.
Whoa. Another $15,000 coming your way.
Oh, my God.
It just keeps getting worse.
Are you
just
sure?
Waiting for your relative to die?
Dude, listen. So you got to get your money somehow. Jesse, are you sure? Because Trevor will be in the money again soon.
I'm even more sure than I was before.
I think that you're making probably the right decision.
I think so, too.
Yeah, Trevor. Oh.
I don't know. I'm just really disappointed about this whole thing, Jesse. I mean, I get it. You don't like castles.
No.
Yep, that's it.
I don't think that's the whole issue.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Text in at 78592 says, and that's how people go bankrupt after they win the lottery.
Oh, my God.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Talking about today's second date update. If you missed it, Trevor wanted to call Jesse. She wasn't calling him back after their extravagant date that included a hot air balloon ride, dinner at a castle where he even dressed up in a suit of armor.
And sat down and ate the entire dinner in the armor.
That's pretty cool.
That's
pretty
dedication
sweet.
To
like,
yeah.
child in me. Like, yeah.
I want to do that very badly. But the reason she wasn't calling back was because he spent a ton of money on that date.
Yeah.
And it was money that he got in inheritance. A big, huge inheritance, according to him. $15,000. Pretty much spent it all on the date. And she just didn't really think he makes the best decisions.
Yeah.
Which is too bad, because like he brought up, he's got other relatives that are going to die.
Yeah.
So he's got more dates that he can do for you.
What a terrible
money
retirement plan.
In the bank.
Oh, my God.
Aging relatives that have some cash. Money in the bank.
And I guarantee if any of his relatives find out about what he did, he's written out of every will.
Not getting the money. So she didn't want to go out with him again, and Trevor will have to wait until someone else dies to go on a date, I guess. Yeah. Remember, if you want to do a second date update, just email the show, and we will call the person who didn't call you back.
Move at 92.5.